This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370, call 800-605-5370.
When I look in the mirror, I don't see wrinkles. When I look in the mirror, I see hair.
He sees hair on his head and not on his shoulders. And this is Adrienne Berg, and this is Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth. The Fountain of Truth about aging. And we are just going to be ripping things from the headlines, both personal and what's in the news for the next hour, and deal with some of the questions that you have brought to us, and also give you a very, very important link to a free book that's going to make all the difference to you. It's called Fear Factor, False Evidence Affecting Your Retirement. We'll be talking about bits and pieces of that book throughout this hour. We're also going to speak with a college coach, somebody who coaches your kids and your grandkids to get into the college of their choice with an extreme view on the fact that the colleges want them, and that they should be just as picky about where they go and not so desperate. And we'll explain to you why this time of the year a lot of people are just holding their breath waiting to see what they have been accepted to. And if they have been accepted to more than one, how might they make the selection? All right, so if you're a grandparent or a parent very involved with college, you'll want to hear about this, but anybody who is concerned about their buying power for the rest of their life is certainly going to want to hear what some of the news and the reports have been that affect people over the age of 55 and certainly over the age of 65. So the first thing you want to do is get yourself a pencil and paper and write down this website. It's very simple. It's Ronald Gelock, R-O-N-A-L-D-G-E-L-O-K, G-E-L-O-K, and associates.com, all spelled out, /book offer. All you have to do is go there to ronaldgelockandassociates.com/book offer, and just put in your email, and you will have immediately the ability to download Fear Factor, False Evidence Affecting Your Retirement, 15 minutes to your ideal retirement. It gives you plans. It is interactive. I hope that you're computer literate, because if you are, you'll be able to finish the chapter, but then go on to interactive exercises that will really point you in the right direction. It is absolutely free. Why can you get this? It's my latest book, too. I'm the co-author. So that is Fear Factor, ronaldgelockandassociates.com/book offer. All right, before we go anywhere else, let me mention some of the things that are in the headlines that we're going to be discussing. One of them is Cuba. Cuba has been opened up now to diplomatic relationships. Everybody and their uncle who's a tour packager has probably sent you an email asking if you'd like to go to Cuba. I managed to go to Cuba in the 1970s. I'll tell you a little bit about what it was like then. And we'll also talk about whether or not there's any financial opportunities, not only vacation opportunities in Cuba. Also, how strong is the American dollar? We tend to think it very strong right now, and a lot of people feel that because there's very little inflation, or though I'm going to put an asterisk on that one, that they are safe and sound with cash and the American dollar, but there's a lot of indication of weakness. And there is even something right now called the war on cash. And then, of course, I'm going to introduce you right now to our guest, And his name is Stuart Bachner, and he is a college coach. He's going to give you his website so you can really understand how essays are written and how you can get a free consultation for yourself, your grandchild, your children. He's head of the admissions office. So, Stuart, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Adrian. It's a pleasure. Thank you.
All right, so let's start with your unique approach. I know that you spend a lot of time with the student, and you're not so much dealing with the grades they got or their SATs, although that's all part of it, but something very different, which is who they are, to match them up with the right college. Can you explain that?
Yes, you know, the grades and the SAT scores and the ACT scores, these things are what I call their address. You know, if you were living in a certain town and you wanted to go to the high school in the town next door, you couldn't do it. Why? Because you have the wrong address. So those items that are statistical, the grades they've already gotten and the scores they've already gotten, those are things that can't be changed, and that's the way it is. Whatever it is, is. I deal mostly with the subjective and the things that are in the student's control. What's in the student's control? What they say about themselves. I always say to my students, you can go to the college of your choice. They want you. How do they know they want you? They have to know who you are. And how do they know who you are? You have to tell them who they are. And how you tell them who you are? Well, you have to know first who you are yourself. And we spend a lot of time getting to an authentic idea from the student of who they are in the world.
Now, these are high school kids, and this is the whole problem with college. It starts at a time that you don't really know yourself. How do you pull out from them? Even adults have trouble, particularly our retirees. They begin to have to redefine themselves. It's not easy when you're 60. How do you do it and help kids who are 16?
So this is very counterintuitive. It's easier when they're 16 than when they're 60. Why is that? Because they have so many more years when they're 60 of living their life without knowing who they are. When you're 16, say you've had maybe 10 years of what I call the thinking years, that is years when you can actually hear the voice in your head and you know what you're thinking and you know what you're saying to yourself about yourself. Well, a 16-year-old only has about 10 years of that. A 60-year-old has 55 years of that. And so the more you have of listening to that little voice in your head, the more difficult it is to get beyond that and really to define yourself in the world. And that's the whole point. The students are defining themselves in the world rather than accepting who they are in the world.
Yeah, no, as a practical matter, this really comes down to the essay. Because, as you say, by the time you're going to apply to a school, you have had your grades, that's behind you, all your activities, that's behind you, your SAT scores, you've got. The question now is that essay, and people dread it, they absolutely dread it. But I know that you don't like the pablum type. You know, I'm a people person. I will do, you know, a lot of community activity for the school. You get into some nitty-gritty. Can you just pick one that maybe is your favorite essay and give us a little example of how they expressed who they are in an essay?
Yeah, I had one student who, when we spoke, it was clear that he had like a childhood dream. And one of the things we talked about was, well, why can't your childhood dreams come true? And why can't you live the dream that you came up with when you were a kid that made you so happy into your life and be happy your whole life? And what I found out was that he was actually kind of doing that but was hiding it. He, when he was a child, wanted to be a fireman. Now, who amongst us, especially the boys, but not so much universally the boys, didn't want to be a fireman or a cowboy, right? And so, but this young man was actually a member of the volunteer fire department of his little town. Well, this was an astounding revelation to him that he actually could write an essay about the dream of being a fireman coming true, and of what it means to him to be a superhero, which is really what firemen are. I mean, they went into burning buildings, and they pull out, they rescue infants, and they rescue dogs and cats, and they rescue older people who can't get up or incapacitated in the fire. They are heroes. They're superheroes. And he wrote an essay about living the life of a superhero. Now, you may think, if you're his parent, are you kidding me? That's what the colleges want? Well, how many colleges do you think have Superman or Batman as a registered student? Now, how many people would, if Superman and Batman existed in the world, how many colleges would want to have Superman or Batman as their as student? Every single one of them. Well, he wrote an essay about being a superhero and about the meaning of being a fireman in his life. And you would be surprised how easy it was for him to get into the schools that he considered reach.
Right, that he wanted, because that resonated with him. I think we do forget that college admission officers have piles and piles of these essays, and they all seem to say the same thing and tell everybody how much activities they did in school or what their hopes and dreams are. But getting to something that's fascinating and interesting is not only wonderful to show that you're a good writer, which is also, you know, comes off the page, but also shows really who you are. So getting to the nitty-gritty of that person is something that we should all be telling our kids it's time to do. Right now, let's hear a little bit of music, and we're going to come back, and we're going to talk about something very serious. Will your money last?
And I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age. Da-da-da-da.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Lost searching for plans on your own? Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
How deep in debt are you? $10,000? $15,000? Maybe even more? And every day that goes by, you know what happens. Your debt gets larger and larger and larger. Well, if you've had it with your mushrooming debt problem and the stress it is causing you, make this free call today to the Debt Solution Network. One quick no-obligation call is all it takes for one of our partner companies to show you how they can help you get out of debt. So if you have $10,000 or more in combined debt and you want to learn how you can solve it, make this free no-obligation call now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035.
If you are in serious debt, you have to get out of it and fast. Call my friends at the Debt Solutions Network now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035. Call us 24/7. 800-814-5035.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify. Items and more.
Today's leading memory foam brand.
271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Biz Talk Radio.
Lots and lots of little announcements for you. So first of all, talking about college coaching, because I wouldn't be surprised if, as grandma and grandpa, they didn't hit you for a couple of bucks, if they think it's appropriate, your children think it's appropriate for your grandchildren to have college coaching. So we'll talk a bit about that. But we are also intermingling today with some of the questions that you've asked about personal finance. And for those of you who have been listening to this show, it's almost 3 years already in 38 stations throughout the country, only from the point of view of successful aging, you might not know that my background was and continues to be as an attorney and a financial advisor. And if you go on Amazon.com, you will see about 13 or 14 books that I've written through the years on personal finance. The latest ones being For the Older Adult, Like Us, How Not to Go Broke at 102, by Wiley. But my latest book that just came out is for you free of charge. It's called Fear Factor, False Evidence Affecting Your Retirement, 15 Minutes to Your Ideal Retirement. And the reason that we've done this is it really is interactive. When you read chapter after chapter about taxes, about infestation of taxes in your 401ks, about making your money last, about the truth about annuities and other things that are being offered to the mature investor, you will find that you need to do some work. And that work is getting your figures straightened out, and you may not be a math genius, so we have made it interactive. You can go online from the book after every single chapter. You can listen to a webinar that explains even more. You can use the calculators, our forms, and many other things to create your own report. Now, how do you do this? You just go to the website of my co-author, Ronald Gielak. Put in your email, and it will come right up. It'll be downloadable immediately. You can read it right away. Ronald, R-O-N-A-L-D, Gielak, G-E-L-O-K, and associates.com, all written out. RonaldGielakandAssociates.com/book offer. RonaldGielakandAssociates.com/book offer. Okay, so one of the things that I am getting questions about on my financial shows, which I also do, is something called negative interest rates. And I want to address that briefly, because if you haven't heard of it, you should. And if you have heard of it, you're probably confused. And then we'll go back and we'll talk a little bit about the college coaching costs with our guest, Stuart Bachner, who is the head of the admissions office. So, what is a negative interest rate? Well, actually, right now in Switzerland and in other countries as well, you can put money in the bank and be charged for it. Now, you say, Adrian, this is impossible. Well, you do it now. You put your money in a savings account, and in a checking account, I should say, and sometimes you don't get free checking. Why do banks offer with a big sign free checking? Because there's something called paid checking. You're really giving them your money. You're really depositing money for their use, but they're giving you a service of checks and the ability to pay bills and so on, and you get charged for it. And if you think about it, that can be called a negative interest rate. So it's not so unusual. But this is coming from a different place. This happens when the government makes a decision that their own bonds will not pay an interest rate, but will actually be a negative interest rate. Why would you do that? Well, when that happens, all interest rates change. It also means that in the banks, you can actually have a savings account and pay them for holding your money. That is a kind of negative interest rate. Why do governments do that? Why do the Swiss do that? Well, here's the reason. There's actually two parts of it. One, they don't want you to have cash. They want you to invest. They want you to say it doesn't pay to hold a lot of cash. I'm going to invest in the stock market. And that plumps up the economy. Second, loans are also based on those rates. And so loans become very low. And that plumps up the ability to buy a home or expand the corporation. So there are actually stimulus reasons that this crazy sounding thing can be a decision or a strategy or a policy of a government. Now, believe it or not, J.P. Morgan Chase and Citibank, two of our heavy hitters, believe in negative interest rates. They are what they call cash abolitionists. They don't think people should be holding cash. They think it should be in the markets. So here you've got negative interest rates. Right now, even in Switzerland, it only applies to very, very heavy hitters, pension funds and big deals that are holding lots of money. Not us. But you never, ever know. So watch for it. Be careful about it. And if your retirement plan is holding a lot of cash and you even say, I know it's not making very much, but I feel safe, you might want to think again and watch the news about negative interest rates. Now, speaking of money, let's go back, Stuart, to Stuart Bachner, head of the admissions office. In the few moments we have left, first of all, just give us your website again. And how does the college coach get paid?
Thanks, Adrian. The website is www.collegeapplicationcoach.com, and you can find out all about us there. And so how do we get paid? Well, we get paid for our services, and our services can vary from a full college coaching experience where the coach, and this is what I like to do, the coach basically comes in and does a life coaching experience with the child with an aim towards getting the application done, but more importantly with an aim towards having the student proclaim to the world who he is,
right,
or who she is, and what they want, what to do in life. So that's a full immersion. That's the kind of thing where I or another coach would show up four times a month, and really spend a lot of time with the student. Then, of
and
course,
you might have thought that in the junior year too. It may not only
even earlier. I've started some students because they've been siblings of other students who I've successfully coached. So they, I've done them in starting in 10th grade. And by the time we got to the applications period, they were writing themselves.
Right, right. And then, of course, you can only go for an essay, just the one essay.
I make myself available. If someone has, can you take a look at my daughter's essay? Can you take a look at my son's essay? Can you take a look at my essay? We charge just for essay review as well. And some college coaches will help you choose which colleges to apply to, but not help with the essay. Other coaches will do deadline management for you, making sure you don't miss any of your deadlines, that all the paperwork gets in time. And,
we're coming to the end of our show. Thank you so much for being with us. And you know what I'm always saying? Get out there, kids, and make it happen.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.